smile into their eyes.
Sarah Bentley's Cherish Your Child podcast.
Self-esteem is the view that we hold of ourselves, accepting both our strengths and our weaknesses. But because we're human, it can fluctuate often, so trying to keep it level is vital to our physical and emotional well-being. For many, self-esteem has taken a dip during the recent pandemic, partly due to all the changes we've had to make, some with incredibly short notice and without the chance to plan. I'm Sarah Bentley, and I've been working with children in Wiltshire in England as a play therapist for 12 years or so now. In this series of the Sarah Bentley's Cherish Your Child podcast, I'm going to be offering suggestions as to ways we can all help restore the balance of our children's self-esteem. Many of the children I work with are learning to deal with big emotions, but to small people, even little events or challenges can seem enormous. I am passionate about the role that self-esteem plays in a child's life. All my tips can be used by any parent or carer looking after a young person. They're simple, but ever so effective at building up self-esteem and making your young person feel valued and safe. I'm going to be sharing three top tips with you in each episode, so feel free to dip in and dip out. Use the tips that work for you. I'd also encourage you to share them with other friends and family who play a role in your child's life too. And of course, please share with other parents or carers so they too can make use of the activities and actions that I've suggested. So my first top tip to help parents promote self-esteem in our children is smile into your child's eyes every day and then notice their reactions. Did they smile back at you? Did their eyes shine too? If so, then great. But notice the feeling within yourself when this happened. Did your heart jump? Did you feel warm and glowy? Or did you feel it somewhere else within your body? However, your child may have looked away or spoken, or what I call broken that smile. If so, then just try again later, or reach out gently to touch their hand or cheek. And if they smile back at you at this point, then you can smile too, and then your smiles will meet in the middle. You can try this anywhere, in the park, the supermarket, at home, or even on the way to school. Many of us have missed smiling during the lockdown, partly because of the face masks, but I'm on a mission to encourage us all to smile more, as giving positive attention helps us feel safe and valued and boosts our self-esteem too. I've posted a beautiful poem by Spike Milligan on my Sarah Bentley's Their Views Matters Facebook page. Check it out, it's sure to make you smile too. Now I've got you smiling, let's turn to my second top tip, which is to allow your child to make some of their own choices. So by this I mean, you may ask them what they would like, cheese or ham, for example, in their school packed lunch today. Would they like milk or water or juice? And by asking them their opinion and valuing it will mean that they have their self-esteem boosted because they were listened to. When it comes to things slightly bigger, for example, sun cream or coats or wellies, we can still do the same. So you could say, would you like mum to put your sun cream on or dad? Or would you like to be able to do it yourself with help? Would you like to put your wellies on today or would you like to wear a hat? So that all things that we're giving and keeping our children physically safe and we're putting the boundaries in, but we're allowing our child to choose within those boundaries of safety. Think about how you feel when you're given a choice. You may feel empowered, in control of how you respond, and happy when you're being offered an option. So have a go this week, and with your young person, and again notice their reaction. How did it work? When you gave them their cheese sandwich that they'd asked for, and you asked them when they got home, how did that feel? Was it a good feeling? How did it look? What did their face tell you? So as ever, we're always going to notice the reaction when we give these choices within our boundaries, to allow our children to make some choices within the safety of the adult boundaries. My final tip for this episode is all about how unique each and every child is. So to boost self-esteem in our children, I'd encourage you to respect, celebrate and totally cherish their uniqueness. So often parents come to me having compared their young person to another. but it never ever ceases to amaze me how incredibly special our human race is. That in the entire world, there are never two people exactly the same. So it's really important that we convey this speciality to our young children. We can celebrate their uniqueness by celebrating the colour of their eyes, sharing special qualities, drawing a portrait, or doing finger and thumbprints and checking their uniqueness with a magnifying glass. As long as children are safe, what they play with doesn't matter, what colour or what gender. It's just really important and really special to celebrate how unique your young person is, and more important than that, how special they are to you. And when we convey this to our young children, that is what will boost their self-esteem, knowing that they're unique and individual, but totally loved. So remember to smile into your child's eyes, allow them to make choices within your boundaries, and celebrate, respect, and totally cherish their uniqueness. In my next episode of Cherish Your Child, I'll be talking about how you can use your child's baby records to boost their self-esteem, along with my thoughts on the word don't, plus why a glass of water might be just what your young person needs. Join me, Sarah Bentley, next time for three more tips for promoting and boosting your child's self-esteem. Let's build our children up and support their emotional and mental health to help them live their lives to the full.
Sarah Bentley's Cherish Your Child podcast was devised by Sarah Bentley and produced and edited by The Podcast Den.